takes the class.
We'll do all the teshuvas. But I want to call your attention to Tosfos and Daf Yud Amud Aleph. Diba Masl Barov Svarim Garcina. Chazara will go into this union. I mentioned it last time. It would seem the Riyah of Chazaka is not the Riyah of Knas, Riyah of Zera. But it's, she saw once. Right? Dayashata saw a second time. Dayashata the third time. Tam may slates. Or she saw once the second time Tam may slates. But the day, the time that gives her the chazoke is not the time that gives her the hilchos, the halachos that follow from the chazoke. It's followed behind that. We'll go into great detail in this session. But I want to call your attention just to a case that Tosfos brings down, which I thought I would share with you as a reward for listening to Maseches Nida. Deserves some kind of a special medal, the wounded get a purple heart, you know. Yeah. Take a look at the Tosfos, 3-4 lines from the bottom of the Tosfos Barov. You do. Don't rush. Take your time. No eating allowed. Eat softly, quietly. Don't eat aloud. What you mean, no slurping of your soup? Of course, the Gemara in Sanhedrin. That pay out. That be Misha Loka Vishana, Omar Dein Averos Machaskos, Achash Ovash Te Averos, Miyad Konsonoso Likipo, Alibe the Rebbe. The other place? So what's bothering him is why over there did the Gemara Paskin Miyad Machnizo to the Kippah, and over here you wait for the next time before you make the Tekona Meisleis. So Tosfos gives a Balabata Chetelitz. Tosfos people. That's the case we're talking. See, the people didn't look up the Gemara. We're talking about a deraisa. It's an interesting phenomenon in capital crime, capital punishment. We're so careful on capital punishment. You know, maybe reading in the papers lately, you know, how many, in fact, it's a project of Cardozo Law School, what they call the Innocence Project, right? I think that's the Russian.
Yeah. Right. It was the same conference this year, the Medical Ethics Conference. I think they spoke after you, after lunch, then you.
Right, the innocent. What are they showing? You can get people on death row who don't belong there. And unfortunately, most likely cases in which they were executed already. Yeah. And then later, DNA evidence proved that they were not guilty. So Kadosh Baruch Hu took care of that. Right? You can't give capital punishment unless what? Two witnesses. So you could become now with this difficult employment situation, right? You can get into medical school, you can put up a sign, hitman, right? And offer reduced rates or knocking off anybody you don't like. And I'll do better for you to show how good I am. I'll take along one witness. Is not Nemrod. So this guy can do it, actually. What do you do with a Chonon son, like it happened about a few weeks ago, a child disappeared, walking home from school, haven't caught the guy, but they found him in a dump. So took him, killed him. What do you do with such a man? Nothing. No two witnesses. If you catch him and prove DNA that he's the one, up here Allah, we can't do anything. And how will, as the Loshon HaMedrash says, Pardosi Hecha Nasa, who'll take care of my garden, Kadosh Baruch Hu says. You think that's how it's going to be? So Pardosi Nasa Nasa is a concept, not just a reference to the concept of Schar Onish that the Medrash uses it for, where a king hires workers and after the day's work, he pays each one a different rate. He said, oh, you worked on this expensive tree, I'll pay you so much. You worked on a less expensive tree, I'll pay you less. So they said, why did you tell us that in advance? We all would work on the expensive trees. And the king answered, Kain, Pardosi Hecha Nasa, meaning I got a world that we take care of. There's so many aspects of the world that have to be taken care of. So how do you allow such a thing? So we have another halacha. Anyone know? What do you do about such a fellow?
Lock him in the basement.
Huh?
The one where you lock him in the dungeon, feed them.
Yeah. What's that called?
I don't remember.
Mentioned before once. Machnisen also. Le Kippur. That's not at the Kolos HaChomer. People learn wrong Pshat in the Gemara. That's a Din D'oraisa. So now he said, what it made you decide that this fellow deserves this kind of punishment? This is a punishment for a wise guy. He put up a sign, hitman, and he took along one witness with him all along, right, and advertised in the paper. I mean, well, how do you live with such a fellow? We don't live with him. We get rid of him. How do you get rid of him? Put him into a box, don't feed him, right? And then you give him oatmeal, and you force him to drink a lot of water, and supposedly the oatmeal swells, and you, they have about barley, I think oats work better, and burst his stomach, and a cruel, a kind of a mido connected mido. But it's a Din D'oraisa, that's the important thing. What determines whether he deserves such a punishment? That's what Tyson's talking about. Once, twice, three times? When who's that? Not talking about the newspaper cases. When a fellow was over at Issa Kores, he's a gigolo, right? And he goes ahead that he seduces men's wives. He did it once, did it twice, and third time they're like a buck. I had no witnesses. I have it be determined.
The woman can't testify in that case? The women can't testify? Well, their body didn't.
I'm sorry, again?
The women would not be able to testify in that case? Because
I don't know. That's not clear over there. On what basis? There, I think you would even most likely work on her doors, on her door alone, on the seas. Oh, assume there are witnesses. Whatever witnesses there are for such things, they found them in motel rooms. We assume A, they steal or A, they be. So here we have a chazaka coming back. And what are you saying about this fellow? Like a chazaka beset? Right? Orer b'zman avo, he'll certainly do it a third time. Or do you say, and that's how we've been developing the whole sugya, that this is not a chance happening. Not a chance happening that he falls into the category of a balavaryo, the fellow does avedas. That's a group of such people. Live in Greenwich Village, in San Francisco. The case I picked for you to say as a reward for listening to the shiur of Rav Metzav is needed. To broaden your education. So yesterday we drifted into the Cheskas Toloi, right? Mugzog with Toloi. We have a second chazok here, Mukhzo Berishus. That's a cheska saguf. So you are, what significance of this concept? I picked one that's easy because the Gemara is a richer in it. Take a look. Because of general interest that's now coming up. Thank God I'm not involved directly. But one of the people who was involved consults with me. That's one of the accountants for Madoff, who is personally seems to be okay. That he had no direct knowledge of what was going on. He wasn't involved directly in that. But he did accounting work, and it was discrepancies what he had and what the others had. He'd give me called. He came to discuss the Hilchus Mosul. What is he allowed to say and not allowed to say? So up until this week, there are two cases of Messiah. That's right. Second case concerns a famous shul in New York who I'll give me too many details, but you'll figure out who it is, where an employee resigned under pressure. And now a member of the leadership of the shul being asked to testify in a divorce action that the wife has against this man. But testify what? Why he resigned from the shul. Obviously, he didn't resign from the shul because he resigned from the shul. He resigned under pressure. What was it there that forced him out? I mean, he did something improper. And I know what he did improper. Does the board board member who was asked to testify, does he have rishus to testify? I mean, he's going to be subpoenaed. He could claim self-incrimination, which may not be true. Plead the Fifth Amendment. But he would rather tell the truth. So he doesn't like this fellow who's fired. He was instrumental in getting him fired. And he did something improper in the shul. Is there an issur mesiva here? It could impact very heavily if there's a decision to be made in a divorce action. You don't need much. There's a lot of personal judgment involved in court in divorce action, in the surrogate court. How much support you should give, what rights he has for visitation. Obviously, the wife is going to get the kids in their custody. If she can prove that he is a man of poor ethical judgment, he could greatly restrict his rights to visit the children. In fact, right now, the request was made that he cannot have an unsupervised visit. It means there has to be a shomer all the time, which is nothing more than a bizoyon, which is a twist of knife. You know, the fallen son, you should never be involved. That's the dirtiest business in America, is matrimonial law. They say lies, they do terrible things. And from the lawyers, dirty, real dirty business. And of course, it's a business that impacts so heavily on the life of the main participants, the children. Okay. So I'll share with you Hilchos Moshe. Is that right? No. That's wrong.
What's the one for me? I have one of my files ready.
I told you I have a little bit of a personal involvement with Hilchos Mesiva, because I was involved personally in testifying on that murder case that I told you about, the Dreyliff case. I have to have it in my briefcase. When I see it, that newspaper article by Zbun Shofar. This is not directly relevant, but Satam Ches, I gave it to you. Okay? Shimpei Ches, Choshe Mishpe. Eimash Bein as a Mosa, Sheher Ameyatzmo. Might as well get an education in another area too. It's a big advantage of Lima Ratova. It's streams that run in all directions end up in the ocean anyway. If the mosul is hero meatsmo, meaning like now, you realize that you can make big money if you snitch that someone's cheating on his income tax. If you're an accountant, you know he's cheating on income tax. And for some reason, you could use extra money. I don't know what maybe so many people know. There's actually a percentage you get of the money that the IRS recovers. And the guy is cheating a few million dollars, it'd be big money for the person. That's called Hera Meyatzmo. Don't put a gun to his head and force him to speak. Or nowadays, I threaten you with prison. If you don't testify, you're going to go to prison. So you have to testify to save yourself. That may not be called Hera Meyatzmo. Lo Shvur Chamuro Lo Shvur Hesed. Maybe people should learn a little bit. Or the halachas too, or the sefer too, what does it mean, shvur chavura? No people. That's the shvur deraisa. What's the shvur deraisa? What's the difference? The same God you're talking to.
The ones where the Torah says, you shall not.
Huh?
The ones where the Torah says, you
yeah,
shall
not. Yeah, but what's the chilik? You swear it with Rabbon and you swear in God's name also. It's always a deraisa.
It's
a ritual of Nikita's Chafetz. Right? That's one. Yeah. And next, as sure as Hesed at Rabbonon, you can modify it. Misha Kenegdo Nishbar Venotir. Okay, what's Aloche? A Kofa Hakol is Potiphar Noshua. A mode of the mixas is chayv deraisa. One of the mode of the mixas is a choshud, because he's already shown to be a mosul. He must be in as a mosul, shayv deraisa. So what do? You make the one who is litigating against him swear and take. A shvur always is nishba o poto. If he's a choshud or a shvur, then Mahapech is Ashur to the other side, and he's a Nishba Benotel. By a Mosul, you always have a Shur of Nishba Benotel. We don't use a Shur, the Pata from Shur, because we don't trust him in the Shur. If Nei Shur Rosha, Nei Loch Posul Yosem is there. Look at the Ramah. Until a low mosso a dayin, Baksha Omer, Elech Vemso, Emoma Kapa Faresia, if he threatens to go, Nifsal Eidus, Lohamrin, Mechai Gavner, Ovid Inish, the Gozim, Lo Ovid. We don't just say shooting off his mouth, he's Amagad. If he went so far as to publicly state, or in front of other state, I'm going to snitch on this guy, right? Then he's already Choshut. Abo Hamoso Shalonsu Laharos or Lahovim, they forced him. Venosam Venosam Bayad, and therefore he went ahead. They put a gun to his head and said, "You're the guy's accountant. Where does he keep his extra money?" And you have no choice. So you go ahead, you show where he buried the money. Then you owe it to pay the man for the money. Why? If Nosa Venosam Bayad, if he took the money and gave it over to the Moshe, if he just showed, then it's looked upon as a Groma. If he did Nosam Bayad, he looked upon as a Mazik B'Yadayim. You people following? You with us? Join us. Okay? Chain in Hodo Shemosa Vein Eidim Bedovo Afa Pichain and Nifsal Bodo Atzmo Chayav Shalim. If he was Moda that he did it, even though Ein Odo Mesev Atzmo Rosha should be the Halacha. In this case, not. He may not be called a Rosha, but he has to pay anyway.
he's looked upon as a mazik v'yadayim. Now we get into the areas that need a heter, need a matir. Also, limsol yisrael biarakum ben megufa ben bemogno, afil oyerosho baraveros, afil ohoye meitzalo metzaro. That's not mosol, limsol. You can't turn over a Jew to a good. Fellow committed an aveira in America and runs off to Israel. And America wants to extradite him. Api alocha, we don't do it. So what happens? The extradition treaties that people write. We don't do it. If there's something to do to this guy, we do it ourselves. We'll take care of it ourselves. We don't give over a Jew to a goy. Even though he's causing you trouble, right? And the Ramon says, but I don't understand that halacha. You have to jump ahead. Look at Chof Ches. Muto lahog hamoso b'chol mokom apil b'zman hazeh. Umuto lahogo kodem sheyimso. Elak sheomer. If he says, "Hareini Moshe Ploni the group of the mono," I feel a mamon, right? He till asmo lemisa, umasem bo gomlo altim so. He said, "He didn't do anything yet." He said, "I'm going to snitch to the government that you cheated income tax." So you tell him, "Remember, right? Altim so. Don't you dare." Biyoma answers, yes, I will anyway. Biyoma lo ki el am senem mitzvah lehogo b'kol ha-kodem lehogo zocha.
It's the mafia.
It's reason by demon the mitzvahs, right? If you can get there first to kill him, it's a, you get the mitzvahs, you get credit for it. So what does it mean? You can't give over a person to the goyim? You kill him myself? What are you afraid? Give him to the goyim, they may kill him. May kill him is not as bad as I want to kill him. Right? Look at the Ramah and Tess. The Dafke Bidgoram Bealmo. Abel and Mosro, Mutter and Mosro. But if he's a Mosro, that's Samazri, another kind of a thing. Right? Where he did an Aveira. But if he's a Mosro, Muto lemoso, you give over to the goyim. To reyrucha lahaga b'din, right? Now, look at the Ramah on Yud. Yesh Omrim, you shouldn't kill him, but you should break his legs. Right? Also, have trouble walking to snitch on you. Ain't Lara Gamoso, Elam Kaini, Yetra Lats, Enotzel, Mimenu, Becher Meavorot. Right? You can cut his tongue off, or you can blind him, right? Also the whole goal. Darei lo gora mishal rodeif. He has a loch of a rodeif, that's all. He's a rodeif bepeh. All the rodeif, he's chasing you with a knife. This one chasing you with his tongue, so you cut the tongue off.
That's it, right?
this is the halacha that concerns us. Okay, next one. Osa hamoso ashazomam umosa. What's the expression? Ashazomam. Quickly, you all like
Marcus.
What? So if the sentence was carried out on the basis of false witnesses, we don't kill him.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's this fellow. Osa hamosa asher zomam. He did what he planned to do. Umosa. Also the whole goal. Ellen Cain, unless a new category. Here we come into our halacha. Here's the Hilchos Nika. Ellen Cain, Husak Limso Shaize Yehoreg Shema Yimso Racheim. Look at that lotion of Mechaba, critical lotion. If he was a muscle, and he did it already, we don't touch him. But if he became a muscle, not was a muscle, he became a muscle. He entered into that category of Eidah Ho'adam, a category of Ho'adam. Then he entered into a group. New halachas apply there. As a muscle, not as an act of a seder, right? I won't kill him for what he did. But if he did it and established a chazoka, hareze yehoreg shema yimsur acherim. Then he has a new halacha. His halacha, well, he has a cheskas tumo. He's tore, right? Analogy to Hilchos Nida. Look at this Gemara. Unbelievable what you can learn about the sociology of the time from the halacha. I think there's a course here in Bernard Revel where they use basically Shalos and Shuvos to develop the history of the time. Misha Osig Bizyufi Khadoma. A fella is a forger, a counterfeiter. Yeshlochus Sheyazik Rabim, Maskim Bosho Yaseh. The main of Mashgiach, Yechol Nimsu Lomar Shein Acher Mesaskebo Elazer Levad. Can you people tell me Pshat Nat Ramon? What's he saying? A fella is involved in counterfeiting money. That's what Ziyuf usually means. Let me digress for a second. Show you how you have to keep your ears and eyes open. Yesterday, Nature magazine came. It's the most prestigious one. I always I'm over my head Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. In English, I come to. They have at the beginning in this issue. What type? So a page hit my eye, right? There, Isaac Newton. What he did after he basically established the basis of mathematics and got a Nobel Prize for it, etc., he became Lord of the Exchequer. Came in England, the British, the Treasury Department.
Yeah.
Okay. And his job was to catch forgers.
Surprise.
You heard about that?
Well, I think that's when he was, I heard it was knighted. I didn't realize that was the job. I heard he was knighted and he pointed to the Exchequer, but I didn't realize that was the job.
Right. Interesting. What caught my eye in that, and I put it in my notes already, it has to do with Pasha's Vayera. he caught the biggest forger. This is, I learned things in your old age. Who became a millionaire by coin clipping.
Yeah.
Coins were worth only what the intrinsic value of the silver was. This fellow was shaving coins. Okay, became a millionaire with it. Here's one of the punchlines. Therefore, he developed a coin which has ridges on it. But you shouldn't be able to shave the coin. So our coins have
ridges on it.
Ridges on it. It's out of the loop. Okay, next point. Yeah. What's the key point, though? That's all nonsense. What's the key point? Avraham paid Ephron for the Baras HaMapela, Arba Meir Shekel.
Kesef.
What?
Arba Meir Shekel Kesef.
Next?
Ober LaSocher.
Oh. What's Ober LaSocher? Unclipped. Ober LaSocher is, it had full value, and people wouldn't take everyone some coins. Because people would play the handle the coin for a while, it circulates for a few years, the coin wears down. Right? And then the whole value of the coin is not a promise from the treasury that they don't keep anyway. But it has to have intrinsic value. Gold, silver. That's what it says. I don't think it means over la socher the way Rashi holds
it. Is worth,
Kantare, kantanatze, meaning coins that are a little bigger than the normal coin.
That was worth more than that.
Right. No, I believe not. It means new coins, newly minted coins, coins that have full intrinsic value.
They actually calculated the
that's
how much
that comes from on Monday's Nature magazine.
Like 4 grand.
If you read it properly, you get good shots at the chumash. Okay?
Based
watch.
On the shekel measurement that we have, it's like
so what happens? Here's a counterfeiter. This is an unbelievable halachas. Right. What are they saying? What read me that next line. Then Eino Mashgiach.
Eino Mashgiach. Yichola Nimsara Lomar. She'ein Acher Mitaseiko.
What does it mean?
That if there's no one overlooking him or overseeing, you can turn him in to say no one else did it.
Well, why might I say that? One say he did it. Because if a Jew did it, they're going to have a pogrom against the Jews. He's misakin the Jewish community. If one Jew commits an avera, they'll blame all the Jews. Therefore, you turn him over to the government yourself so they should know he's the only one that does such things. We don't accept such things in our community. That's the consequence of anti-Semitism. That one Jew does something bad, there's one made up, all the Jews are gone over.
Not because
he did something bad. It's because he's a hodev. There's a pekuach nefesh issue here. Because if they'll blame the community, they'll make a pogrom against them, they'll kill Jews. Next halacha, also la'abe in mamono shalmosa, you can kill him, but you can't steal his money. Why? I'll confiscate his money, he's a mosso. If I can kill him, I can take away his money at least. Alpa pi shemuto la'abe gufo, shere mamono royo liyosho. For all you know, he has a son at tzaddik. I have a grandson at tzaddik. Therefore, you cannot punish them by taking away his money. You can take him away, but you can't take away his money. Where do you have a code of ethics that matches ours? The Shiltis occasionally, after listening to some halachas, will sort of burst forth in praise of Hashem. Bor Shano Santora Lamo Yisrael Yisrael. Meaning, and whenever I see that, I know it means stop and think, what would the secular world do under these circumstances? How would they behave? And you realize that, you make a bocha to Kodesh Bochu, Bor Shano Santora Lamo Yisrael. Then comes directly our halacha. Misha Muzuk Shlosha Po'omim, here we have it. Mosa Yisrael of Amunam Yarakum. Mevakshin. Now, we just said before, Kasha Zoman or Kasha Rosso. Right? What do we say? That if he really did it, if he already did it, we don't punish him. No, but if he's Huzak as a muscle, then we do. Go back to Yud Aleph. Look at Halacha Yud Aleph again. Osa Hamosel Ashazoma and Mosel Osolahogo Elam Kane Huzak Limso. You have to have what a change of a personality. Prove his personality became that of a Mosel. That's Tezvon. Misha Muchzak Shosho Pomma Mosel Yisrael. Now, what happened to Machlokes Rebbe of Shimon Gamliel? He passed the Shosho Pomma not two times? According to Rebbe, right? Two times is enough. Mevakshen eitzo v'tachbulo levaro me'olam. Now here's, it's hard to understand what the Mechaber is saying. The Mechaber is saying it nice and clean. Muto v'horgo, and kill him. So Mechaber Loshen, you see, says Epesia, I want to kill him, but I have a restriction. Therefore what? Find the psanetza, how he should die without your killing him.
Take care of him. It's very mafia, it's like very much like the mafia. Find a way to take care of him.
Okay. Yeah. He gets run over by a car accidentally and so on. But look at the Ramon. Allegromo. Right? No, but mafia doesn't worry about how to kill him, they worry about how you find him.
Yeah.
So make sure you don't find him. So. Alpha Pish also Lahoga by Yudayim. You know why? Why?
Why is that so we kill him by Yudayim?
Yeah.
Because you don't have two witnesses for doing something
that's... No, they're what I do, so what then I'll just push him overboard.
I mean, until he goes...
Why are you playing games with him? You have no two witnesses, you can't cause his death. You don't only Issa, okay, killing somebody, causing his death is also the same Issa. Chilek in Mises Bez, when you're Gromo or Garmi or Biyadayim. Why? People don't pay attention. How come we started off with the Teshuvah and Lafuri? The Matnis knows only Kippur. Why don't you kill him? A fellow is a hitman. He's going on killing people, going on murdering children, so you kill him. But no, we don't have witnesses, so we
Don't kill him, we make him die. That's what he said. Since we have it's halacha Moshe Mishina, I keep what I told you. Which means Kodesh Baruch Hu said, under these circumstances, here's the way you kill him. There's skila, sefer, hel, v'chelek, and there's kippah. Look at Samachay in the Shach. And they groma. Kidan al dei horod al bo. Oh, ali dei akum. Oh, Yahari the mafia.
We used to be Jewish. I'm reading a book about it.
I don't know if you're Jewish, can you just fascinate? Tenu b'tu 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 Marshal, right? A marshal, cholek or posak ali akum havekilo hogo ba asmo. Do akum yeshir dvaraber or chumbo. Dafka horod or bon show. I want to get that point in for you too. In the concept of a shlich or dvaraber, what does that mean? So the more explains why yeshir dvaraber. Debre rab. What do I mean? You, he told you to do it. I followed orders. There's no excuse following orders. You had the previous orders. God said not to do it. Therefore, the shliach cannot lean on the mashaleach as an excuse. But by a goy, we don't have the concept of a shliach. That's a Jewish concept. Why? And Akum, you can't account on his understanding Divrei HaRav and Divrei HaTalmud, that the Rav is more important than the Talmud. They have to listen to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So by an Akum, if he does what you do, what you tell him to do, he's looked upon as an instrument that you use to accomplish. So he becomes the gun or the sword, right? So the fact that he's alive doesn't change, right? He is the method that you use to kill somebody. So by Israel, we have a barrier, right, between you and the shliach. Kodesh Baruch Hu stands there. How come that barrier isn't there? So that's an arm's length reaction by the Jew. By a goy, it's a direct action. Okay. Two circumstances that I'm calling attention to, and tying it in with our sugya. One, this may be the only one case. Tosfos uses the Gemara of someone who's chota b'shana, local b'shana. He got malchus already for koreis. Remember, koreis gets malchus, right? What's the halacha again?
Only get the more chamor.
What?
Only get the more chamor of the.
No. No. I mean, the halacha is that they give kores. Why give malchus? He gets kores. It's keeping shalom kores, potter from kores. Okay. What's the historical significance of that halacha? These kids, you have to know this stuff. Famous machlokes, the chasers as well, the Israel, about the renewal of smicha. In this time, they renewed smicha. And it was opposed by the Barbi Rav, and never made it. On renewed smicha, what can he receive? No smicha. Smicha is what? A somach is me Moshe Rabbeinu. The chain was broken, there's no smicha. So it's based upon the Rambam. What the Rambam say? If Rov Yisrael will be masking, then he deserves to be a muskoch, then he becomes a somach medaraisim. So in Tzfas, that was where politics comes in. In Tzfas was the main Torah center. And therefore the people that felt that they're in charge, and if they voted, and Yosef Karo was the one they voted into the Sanhedrin. And right now we have in Eretz Yisrael a fellow people called himself Sanhedrin. Right? Yeah. Trying to do the same thing and getting far less support than they had in the time of the Sheshiv. Who they picked? Anyway, Steinsaltz is the head of the Bezin. Why? He's a bright fellow. And my son-in-law is teaching his yeshiva and the hope of the campus, Abu Moran. How he did such a stupid thing. Now to be inveigled to be ahead of the Sanhedrin, which is a joke. Yeah. Nevertheless, why do they want to be renew the Sanhedrin? What's the case here? Guess what? Publicity, yeah. Today's publicity. Kids, how come you don't know this stuff? Because they had all the Anusim from Spain who converted to Catholicism. They wanted new children. But they were high of course, what he did. They wanted to get Malkus in order to be part of the course. But you can't get Malkus except for Sanhedrin. The whole business of making the smicha was to establish Sanhedrin. They should be able to give Malkus to the people who converted the Anusim, right? So they can part of from colors. That's why keeping Shalokon, Gimel Pomim, we make him into Machis Noso the Keeper. What do you mean? Money gave Malkus. What do you get Malkus for what? Machis the Keeper is only for Iso Shieshbo Kores. He committed Kores, each time he committed Kores, they gave Malkus and Patel from Kores, right? The third time, they don't Patel from nothing. They kill him. And it's still an advantage because Kores is who will burn up. Kores is a reduction in longevity for the whole genetic line. In this week's Metal Shabbat, you have Avram was a Baal Chesed, right? It says, Ki Yedatir, Yomana She Yisav Ez Bazma Erez Achov, right? Laso Sedoko U Mishpot. He did Sedoko U Mishpot. Rameir says, I came to a town and I saw all Shechuri Rosh. I attended funerals. Everybody has black hair. Amarti Lahem, I said to them, Dilmo the base Eliat. Maybe you came from the descendants of Eli Akoi, and Shmuel cursed them that Yomusu Anoshim, they should die when they're still manly, in their manhood. Isukoris, they should die young. Omar Lahem, Chameh said to them, then go ahead and do tzedakah like Avraham Avinu. That'll save you from the curse of Eli. Now we can start learning the Gemara again. I have a few more. Are you people interested in this little digression of exposing you to it? I think it show you the Yam HaTalmud. The Yam HaTalmud has a number of connotations to it, concepts to it. One of them is that I like to use is Kol HaNachol and Hol Chamalayam. And you learn the Yam HaTalmud, you also should pay attention of how many streams come into this Yam. Yeah, we started with Nido, so we end up with inspecting letters. Right? We're checking out bugs and vegetables. Now we end up with a fellow who turns into a counterfeiter, or a fellow who turns into state evidence against an individual, etc. All of halacha, in this case of chazaka. Because in this case here, you didn't kill a plain Yisrael. You killed someone who belonged to a distinct group called a Mosul. It's not a regular Yisrael. He was Huzak, which made him a member of the group. The question is, how many times do you have to do something before you prove you're a member of the group? Or do you want to say, and that's be our sugi again, we'll get to it now, that because you did something three times or two times, it's what? Surely you'll do it again. It became a habit by you. It's habituation. That's like Beset. That's the sugi of Beset then. Because you saw it down three times, you'll surely see it again three times. Then 10 times, 20 times, at the same time. Okay, yeah.
Just since the Isser of being Moser someone is still valid today, but how do we handle, because there are cases.
We can't
kill people today. So.
We are unfortunately in Golus. And we cannot deal according to our halachas. We have no choice. This is a onesh that we have for our sins, that we let the Beis Hamikdash be destroyed. Like Bachateinu, like the Bechateinu, Belinim Artzeinu. Every now and then you're reminded how, to what extent we've been damaged as a society, as our concept of ethics and morals. It's all because we didn't behave properly. That's why it's so easy to reverse the process. Behave properly. I've said to myself many, many times, what's God waiting for? I don't think he's going to do much better than he has right now. Baruch Hashem, Achshar Dori, our generation grew up that's better than we were. It's going in the right direction. Yeah. Why not? Maybe standing up numbers, or what is this? Some kind of a magical number they have to hit. Realize there'll always be Roshon, there'll always be people. You can't ask for unanimity in Am Yisrael. Yeah. What then? Majority. Unfortunately, we don't have majority either. That's the truth. Every now and then you see the statistics. They're very disheartening. If they're true, to discount the numbers of Jews in America, for example, right, or better, Jews worldwide. Of course, only 12 million something Jews worldwide. Yeah. How many of them are Jews? Nobody knows. Some, the form gate, some say they're Jews, but yeah. Who knows how many Jews there are? The figures they throw out of Jews, Shomri Torah, Mitzvahs, Orthodox Jews, is in the hundreds of thousands, not in a million. Number 400,000, 300,000. It's frightening. That's all that's left. You have some life from there. Yeah. What it says in the OU calendar, no?
It says the estimated Jewish population in some places.
They have committed?
Hmm?
No. Huh? They have a language committed?
Okay.
No, those are Jews and listen to those Jews. This is not. Same safer I have. You add up what they call number of Jews, number of members of the OU. I doubt if you'll get 200,000. Okay. Let's go back to our Gemara. We have to do start the Gemara again and get these concepts down pat before we go ahead. What are you looking for?
No, I'm just surprised. I mean, if I suppose every place that there are Jews, there are also those who are not yet observant, but if, for example, the greater Yerushalayim area has, according to here, 675,000 Jews, then, you know, if you're including those in the surrounding areas, I would think that should be at least 200,000, no? Or if the Tel Aviv statistics has 2,848,700, that includes, I would think, the surrounding area of Bnei Brak, that's 100,000 something, no? I'm just...
Yeah, I hear. Now, why do we have Jews in America now? 5 million?
6,443,805.
Of which, Orthodox saying, must be a small percentage. Anyway... We could use a few more.
For sure.
Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. We have a few minutes yet. Not too much, but... Start the sugya again. Eight lines from the bottom, we'll start again. Tana Rabbanan. That's the
who do we have here? Okay, let's see who else do we have here. I haven't said yet. That's what happened with this one? Okay. Who? Anyone happy with this piece of Gemara? Okay, I'm not so happy either, but I'll say. Son of Rabbanu. Tinoko Shrogiya Zmana Lilos. Okay, watch here. We got to now make sure you understand conceptually a clear shot here. Here's how we're defining the sugya. Question is, was it a chance happening, or was it an affirmation of the group she belongs to? That's the key to the whole sugya. Be able to understand that way. You got it? That's it, some advice. Lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanon Tinoko Shrogiya Zmana Lilos. Behosa Pam Rishona. Behosa. Better sentence structure. And she sat here. So what's the question? Is it significant? Was it a chance happening? Because Logia Zmana Lilos. Pam Rishona Dayashata. So the first time we say it was a chance happening. Shniyo, the second time, also Dayashata. Shlishis Harei Kehol Hanoshim Umatama Meisleis. Mipkido Lipkido. Same aloha like any woman. That Umatama Eitet Taharos. What do we say? That Hacheskas Taharo. No longer exists because Rosso. So she's now like every other woman for whom there was a Xerah of Ma'is Le'es. Or, of course, Kida Lakida, the last time she made a Bedika. Gabrashi. Tana Rabbanan is Hocha Garsin in the Rashi. Next to the last line of the short lines in Rashi. Tana Rabbanan Tinoko Shrogi is Manaligos for also Pabushona Dayashaita Shia Dayashaita Shida Rekharosha. Why, the Mishnah didn't say so. What could that possibly mean? Where do you have a chazaka in one time?
That's a critical language of Rashi.
Okay?
Very nice. There are not chazakas that need three times. A chazaka with one time also.
What does chazaka mean here? What group does she belong to? Chachama made a takona on groups. They said, Mi Shiesh Levesit, no group.
no takana for that. Right? Misha ain't the best. We'll make the Besa Kavua, we'll make a takana for them. Next halacha. Someone who is Musulekas Midomim, Tara Minika Buberas, tie it all together. All these sugars fall into place. Tara Minika Buberas, Daya Shata. No. Why? They're not the group we're talking about for the takana. Now, here's a question. Here's a girl who gears manalilos. Kana was made for all people who are not Musulekas Midomin. There for them, not Musulekas Midomin, Tmeyom Eisli Eis. We break the Cheskas Tahara. Why? I didn't do it. They didn't make a takana to break the Cheskas Tahara. The Cheskas Tahara is broken by seeing down. The Cheskas Tahara is based on the fact that they don't see down. They do see down, they see down. So what do you have to ask? Is there a chance happening or not? Here's what Rashi says. By any psula shebusul lekas midomim, psula she lohigia zvan liros, then it's, I say, my rational mind says, it doesn't say anything yet. It can happen. If, however, she's a nara psula, meaning she's a gia zvan liros, so what am I waiting for? Did the time come or not that she saw? She saw them. This means the time came. Here's how you analyze it. Because her Cheskas Tahara was under attack already by the calendar. She was here of Psula Shoein Zman Oliros. No problems. Right? No one thought about making a Tmeya of anything, anytime. Then she entered a period of time called Zman Oliros. Manalilos now, that broke her chazok already. She had a chazok as she's musulekas midomim. A ketana lilos is not musulekas midomim. Manalilos is not musulekas midomim anymore. What then? She didn't see yet. So all I'm looking for is a clock. And the riyah becomes a clock, that time came already. But the chazok is broken by chronology. Only what then? You're not acting out on that break in Chazok until you have reason for it. Tell you what we said this morning. A fellow went ahead and he was Mosel Bomo Chabelo. What am I saying? He's a bad boy. Terrible fellow. But it could happen. It could happen that a fellow should do an Aveira and not do it again. It could just be a chance happening. It doesn't make him into a balabaria. It doesn't make him into a mosso. He did it three times. No, he fell into a new category of people. Of people without morals, without ethics. There are such people. I told you, we have trouble with biology, that we're not prepared to rethink our inclusion of all people into one group. We should start breaking them up. See, the one group is like another group. The Bob is a separate group. This terrorist, this maneuver, this major in the army, who decided to take a gun and shoot 13 people. I think another one, 14 people already. Another one died, I think. You mean he belongs to my group? Because of some value that he has, what value that is, we don't know. I have no values. One of the commentators said he was worried about that if they sent him to Iraq, and of course the guy wouldn't be fighting, killing anybody anyway. He's a psychiatrist. He only kills patients. He doesn't kill Muslims. He kills only Americans by giving him bad advice.
he's a member of my group. I don't think like him. I wouldn't act like him. I mentioned you once before. I teach microbiology. You can't tell the bugs apart. They all look alike. Brown, a little longer, a little shorter. But then they behave differently. They behave differently, belong to a different group. Someone has to be honest and reassign different people to another group other than Homo sapiens. Not the same people.
That's what Rashi points out. So what do we have now? There are some times where you ask a good lotion to use, I think I've seen it someplace. Cheskas matzav, the matzav of this individual. I'm using the term group, right? What is his matzav? Which group is he? Where does he stand? That once is sufficient. The only reason it's not sufficient is because I say, well, it could be just a chance happening. But why would you think that a girl who's 13 years old, 40 years old, or 50 years old, who doesn't menstruate soon, you can take her to a doctor to see what's wrong with her. Why would you have any questions when she menstruates that she belongs to a group of menstruating women? Therefore, one time is enough. The only question we have is, and that won't have time to handle today, I'll take that up tomorrow, Mr. Shem. Why not the first time then? Why not the second time for these other women? If the first time she sees, answers the question, she belongs to that group, then it should be the tekona should apply to them. So the cheap way out that almost all the mafoshim say is, upon a warmer saka that way. And that's a cheap shout out. I want to swallow it. You tell me, legal is, they didn't, that's the easy way out. Or maybe you really can't. In halachic logic, you can't have that act which confirms that he's a member of the group and then say that the takana applied to that group. The takana applies to the group, and therefore whatever envisioned made her into a member of that group, that cannot be the cause of the takana which was made on the group already.
In terms of just a practical messias thing, even if you want to say that she becomes part of the group and we should treat her as part of the group the first time she menstruates, there's no meyneis leis, it's the first time. So,
which one?
If the girl.
That's what we said. Why not?
There's no meyneis leis practically.
Why not?
Because it's the first time she's menstruated. When's the last time she checked? Yeah, there's no menstruation.
No, well, we prayed that was done before she didn't check.
But then, from how far do you go back?
The one said 12, 24 hours. That was the takone. That kosei beisarecha made me do, or whatever svara you want to give. What they're trying to do is establish, right, the fact that you're saying something like, better. If you hold that the takana was punitive, it makes sense. That's what I'm going to say tomorrow. I'm going to say it today. In other words, I want you to make bedikas. If you're going to play around with tahalos, you're supposed to make bedikas twice a day. There was the takana. Once in the morning, once in the evening. And she didn't. That's mepkida lepkida. If she made a takana, there'd be no gzeira or meis leis. She was the takana. So it's a punitive act. Very nice. A girl she'ein zman aliros had no reason to make bedikas before. Therefore, it can't be a punitive act. That's right. But whatever I said, the time is kach tiknu. No, it's a good svara behind it. If you tie it in with a takona that she's supposed to be bodekas, then she lost ona achas because of bodekas. Okay, let's stop here. You got that? That's important. Save that part.